The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody, today to Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon, 101.9. That is KVSH Vashon, Washington. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on this beautiful sunny day. We're going to have kind of an interesting topic today that I think everybody can relate to, or at least that everybody might be curious about. And I thought, you know, there might be some of our Vashonites that are interested in, well, maybe they're wondering what kind of music is being listened to by our youth on the island. So I was lucky enough to have a conversation with a high school student from Vashon. And I said, hey, why don't you just out of random pick three songs that you kind of like or that your peers like, and I'm going to play them, and I want to be kind of enlightened as to what it is that speaks to you about these songs. And so I'm going to play the first one, and we will get a little critique from our high school friend that's going to be live with us on the phone. Here we go.
Kind of need that you tells me I'm free. guess I like to steal. Take time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. I like to steal. I'm half the man I used to be.
Stone Temple Pilots on KVSH, and we're talking about music that our high schoolers enjoy on the island. I've got somebody on the line right now who has reported this is one of his favorite songs, and can you tell me why you like this song?
Well, I just like this band a lot in general, too. And I guess this song, a lot of my family members used to play, so whenever I play, it just kind of, like, brings back nostalgia and stuff like that, and yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me. It's one of those songs that crosses generations. Stone Temple Pilots have been putting out really good music for several years right now, and other members of your family, you say, enjoy the song, right?
Yes. Passed away.
Yeah, I think I understood what you just said, but I'm not sure. I got a headset on here that's a little squeaky right now. But at what point in your life did you know you liked this song? And it goes back to just bringing back memories of your family, which obviously has some good taste in music, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Parents listen to this?
Not that I know. It was more like uncles.
Uncles. Okay. Good. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was another song that we originally had that you chose. And when I was looking at it, I was here in the studio with my engineer. And he says, I don't think that one is going to be appropriate for radio airplay. And so we had to take that out, and my guest, my high school guest, was kind enough to pull out another song out of his hat that we were able to squeeze in at the last minute that we're going to have our high school guy critique for us, too, when we're done with that. So anyhow, so let me ask you this question, my friend, and you sound actually really good on the radio. Just talk right into that phone. It's a remote call today, but what do you listen to your music? Is it Spotify, or do people still buy CDs?
I think when people buy CDs and records, it's more like for collecting now.
Oh.
Do you like Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever's on your phone?
Makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
makes total sense. There's a lot of good collector's albums. I haven't played any music on my CD player for a long time, mainly because it's broken. But I've got a ton of CDs at home that go all the way back to the Beatles and all sorts of stuff. I think I might start bringing them in to the station. But shall we go on to the next song here, my friend?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. There we go. Jetpacks for Julian. That is Allison's Halo. In case you just joined us, what we're doing is we're kind of doing a survey, and I've got a random high school student from Vashon High School on the line, and I asked if he would mind picking three songs that kind of speak to him or that he enjoys listening to. And the reason we're doing this is because I'm guessing that maybe the general public on Vashon is interested in what are the youth listening to nowadays. Back when I was a youngin', The grown-ups, some of them said, we're listening to Satan music, music from the devil. And I think the tastes nowadays have become a lot more refined with the kids. I say kids, but I'm talking about people in their teens. And so my friend, my high school friend, how did you choose this song, Jetpacks for Julian by Allison Zalo?
Well, this is a song that I just find, like, really calming. I really like the melody, and it's probably another one of the songs I say that brings up nostalgia for me. But yeah, even though I don't really remember how I found it, but...
Well, the key is, and it doesn't really matter the original source of when you started to like it, but you brought up a very important part, and that is the way it makes you feel. Because it was really calming. Right. It was a very calming song. I could see just kind of daydreaming with that song playing. She's got a gorgeous voice. The band is actually from the Arizona desert, and it was found in Tempe, Arizona. But the desert has a certain calmness, too, and it definitely came through in that song. Okay, I've got another question for you, and that is what kind of a device do you usually listen to your music on? Is it AirPods, or is it what?
I use my phone, and then I used to have AirPods, but I use wired headphones right now.
Okay. Better sound quality, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. So how long has this been a favorite of yours as far as this song goes from Jetpacks for Julian?
For a couple of years, I'd say, but I'm still not exactly sure how long I've known this song for.
A couple of years. So
yeah.
What I'm finding is our teenagers' taste for music and their desire for certain types of music and songs don't really differ a whole lot from the general population. A song is going to emote emotion, feelings, even the songs that we had to censor and not play today brings about a certain amount of feelings, but the FCC has their own rules of certain words that we cannot use on the radio, so we do have to mind that if we want to keep our radio license, and I think we do. Okay, now, what else? Anything else you want to share with our listening audience about the kind of music you guys like?
I feel like a lot of the music we listen to, or older people tend to see it as maybe like not the greatest, or like kind of just like nonsense, but I feel like sometimes if you just like really like actually just open up and listen to something with both headphones in,
yeah,
and like
people
and like understand the lyrics and stuff, like,
oh yeah, I mean, even people are usually quick to prejudge, and if the music starts
that's
out,
what I'm trying to get at,
yeah, no, you got it. People like to prejudge. And if they'll judge something without even knowing enough about it. And they do that for people, too. They might see somebody that's not maybe dressed the way they would dress, and they're judged. Or they might have their hair a different style or a different color or whatever. It's like you can't judge a person by the way they style their hair or the color of their hair. Come on, people. And I think we're evolving that way slowly. But I'll tell you one thing. That's one thing I do appreciate about Vashon is people are a lot more free-spirited over here, in my opinion. And yeah, they're a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Accepting? They're a lot more accepting. I think there's a bigger, colorful, more colorful, wide range of folks on the island. And I see that where I work. I see students coming and going from Vashon High School because I work right at Vashon Youth and Family Services, which is basically in the back parking lot of the high school. And I'm amazed at the styles and the creativity and the individuality of people that go to this school. I don't know if that's the case everywhere else, but Do you think people are a lot more accepting over here versus, let's say, Seattle or Tacoma?
Yeah, definitely.
I would agree 100% with that. Okay, well, I've got one more song to play, but I'm trying to milk a little bit of time here because I don't get a chance to have a high school person on my phone that often. So I'm gonna mail. Are you nervous at all?
Not anymore. No.
Good, because you don't come off as being nervous, but some people the first time they're on the air, it's like I'm freaking out. And no, you sound great, man. So, What I was going to say was, future shows that I'm going to do, I would love to feature one week, one Tuesday out of the month, focusing on our youth of the island. And that might mean having a guest sitting in the studio with me talking about different projects the school has going on. It might be a jock from the high school talking about how their sports team is doing. It might be somebody that might be, well, whatever, you know, just a cross-section of what we have over here. Because that's a really valuable part of our community. Sometimes I don't think we give our students credit for everything that they do and the creativity that they bring to the island. And sometimes I think they get a bad rap because some people kind of take them for granted. Have you ever experienced that vibe?
Not personally, no.
But good. That's a good thing. Because some people are really hurt by that. So it sounds to me that when you say that that has not been your experience, it tells me that you carry yourself with a healthy amount of confidence, and it sounds like you came from a really good place, have a family that cares enough about you that obviously we already know has good taste in music, starting out with the Stone Temple Pilots. So are you ready to go into our third and final song and listen to that? I know this is a good one. And when I screened the song earlier, I think of the three songs so far today, this one may have been my favorite. Do I need to ask why you like that song?
No.
Go ahead.
Well, so I just like the melody again. It's a very nice melody, very calming to me. And it also brings up that feeling of nostalgia, I feel like. And it's short, but the guy who made it doesn't have a lot of monthly listeners on Spotify or too much recognition. And I feel like he should have a lot more recognition because he plays really good.
Well, you speak really well for other artists, too. I really appreciate hearing that. And, folks, the title of the song was called Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, and it's listed under Mastering Silence. So if you want to hear some good calming airplay, pull it up on Spotify or however else you find your music on. That's what I love about Spotify. You can pretty much find anything. And I'd usually use just that on my show. Well, so Breathe, Jetpacks for Julian, and Creep, the 2017 remaster by Stone Temple Pilots. That was a really well varied combo. And I really appreciate you picking those three songs. We had to search a little bit to get three appropriate songs, but that's okay. That's okay. So how would you categorize that genre of music, that you enjoy?
I'm not sure. Maybe like meaningful. They all have a guitar in it. Like it's all played.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. I you know what? Here's the deal. Music is a direct reflection of ourselves, and you said the first word that came out of your mouth about this genre was it was meaningful. And that word is a direct reflection of how you present to the rest of the world. What I mean by that is that's the way people see you. They see you as a deep, kind of meaningful person. And that's really something to cherish because it's a real gift, I think. So keep shining on, my brother. And folks, I would also like to share with you that I was lucky enough to have our chief engineer with us today, because I couldn't do this by myself. We're up at the Sunrise Ridge Studios doing our remote so we could pre-record this show. And I would be curious what Truman has to say about some of the song selections by our infamous and incognito high school student.
Oh, I thought it was great. I enjoyed the music very much. You know, you commented, and our student commented that the older generation from the high school kids think that their music is, you know, different or whatever. But, you know, if you think about it, I'm a child of the 60s, and if you think about the music that came about in the 60s compared to the music of the 40s, you know, the big band era, if you listen to that big band era music, it was very melodic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, beautiful tunes. And then you get to the 60s music, and it was a bit jarring. You know, you can understand why maybe your parents were like, ooh, I don't know. You know, but this music is really lovely. I think it's, I don't have an issue with that at all. Of course, like I say, I'm a child of the 60s, so my music was a little jarring compared to this, for sure.
Well, one common denominator about music is it can invoke all sorts of emotions and feelings.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. I don't even know if kids even dance anymore nowadays, or they just bob around or what they do. But the thing is music emotes emotion and feelings. Yep. It's the universal language. We could be playing a song that maybe was produced over in India and we wouldn't even know it. So it's the universal language, folks, and so is recovery. And I want to thank our anonymous guest today. Thanks for joining us, buddy. What was your experience like?
Thank you.
What was it like for you being on the air? Was it okay? Or was it something you never ever want to experience again?
Oh, yeah, it was nice for sure. Thank you for having me on here.
Oh, it was our pleasure. Thank you for agreeing to do it. And like I said, folks, we want to maybe feature some students later on in future episodes of The Adventures of Recovery. Tom Walston signing off with you today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday at 1:30.